This edition of the Beef Boy Rants is brought to you by ToxicGoddess.com, the elite troupe of alternative models. Believe me, beef fanatics, you've never seen anything like this. www.ToxicGoddess.com.
Get ready, beef fanatics. Here comes the serial thriller, the Millennium Man with the Tower of Power, a proud infidel and your radical moderate underground icon, the Beef Boy!
You're on your own, beef fanatics. If there's one thing that Hurricane Katrina and the moments after September 11th have taught us, is that the government does not have your back in a crisis. If the zombie Holocaust happens, or hurricanes, tornadoes, terrorist attack, the new American Revolution, whatever, you sure as hell better be prepared. So, sit back, relax, enjoy, and let the Beef Boy do what the Beef Boy does best. And that's break it right on down for you. Look, I'm not some crazy bald guy from the Midwest. Well, okay, I am that. But I'm not some survivalist whack job that lives in a compound with only women and talks about how God wants them to have sex with him. Although that's not such a bad idea on second thought. But back to the matter at hand. Even if I'm not the leader of some Montana militia, I can tell you that we live in times that require you to be aware of your surroundings and be prepared for the worst. Well, the worst thing that the Beef Boy can think of is a zombie Holocaust. I mean, besides the fact that you have the moral authority to mulch a shitload of nutsacks, a zombie Holocaust is a pretty rotten deal. While this rant is about getting ready for zombies, you could still use this info for something more practical, like a natural disaster, or if Osama gets another lucky punch in before he runs away and hides like a little girl. All the information I got here, and a lot more, is on the government site www.ready.gov. And while they don't specifically mention a zombie Holocaust, I think we all know that's the real reason for the site. They suggest you need to think about the basics for survival, which include fresh water, food, clean air, and warmth. Their basic kit is for 72 hours, which is a good place to start, but you could definitely go off the deep end, and the worst thing that's going to happen is you have some extra food and water that you can eat at any time and replenish as needed. So, the basic zombie survival kit includes a gallon of water per person per day, enough non-perishable food for at least 3 days, a radio, a flashlight with extra batteries, a first aid kit, a dust mask, plastic sheeting and duct tape to cover those windows to keep zombie germs out of your house, and there's plenty of other optional things too, including garbage bags, tools, can openers, prescription medicine, infant formula, pet food, cash, sleeping bags, fire extinguishers, matches, paper cups, utensils, etc. Remember, there's an extensive list at ready.gov. One thing that's not mentioned on the government list, but you must have, especially in a zombie Holocaust, is weapons. Get a gun, get it registered, get a concealed carry pass if you have those in your state, and learn how to frag people with it, period. Am I a gun nut? Not by a long shot. But let's look at New Orleans after Katrina. It was like Escape from New York in there. People are stupid, and desperate stupid people are dangerous. You need to be able to protect yourself, your family, and your shit. A good katana wouldn't hurt either. If you get attacked by a horde of zombies, you'll run out of ammo. That sword just keeps cutting and cutting and cutting. Besides, slicing zombies with a katana is just plain cool. Now, for all you sweet honeys out there, you're welcome to come stay with the Beef Boy when zombies attack. I'll protect you from all those scary creatures. As for the rest of you guys, you're on your own. You're going to have to get your own zombie survival kit and court your own honeys. Dig it.
Thanks for listening to the Beef Boy Rants. If you'd like to read more of the Beef Boy, please visit his website at www.thebeefboy.com. Or if you've got a comment, please email the Beef Boy at me, that is M-E, at thebeefboy.com.